Massachusetts educators say President Donald Trump's threat to pause all federal grant programs has created instability for schools and their students. A federal judge temporarily blocked the order, and it was later paused by the White House, but not before impacting child care and Head Start payments in the state and sowing doubt about the future of school meals. American Federation of Teachers in Massachusetts President Jessica Tang says she heard from families and school staff worried about their health care and job security.
Literally, all of those basic needs were put into question for so many of our families because of the freeze on the funding.
Lawmakers and legal scholars say the order violates federal law regarding whether a president can block spending already approved by Congress. Tang says the new administration is undermining public trust at a time when families are still craving stability coming out of the pandemic. The American Federation of Teachers was part of a broad coalition of Democrat-led states and organizations that sued the Trump administration over the pause in funding. They argue the order would have catastrophic impacts on educators' ability to provide a quality education for all students. Tang says she finds hope in the way communities are pushing back.
I am actually overwhelmed also by the number of actions and initiatives and efforts that everyday people are coming together to support each other, the grassroots mutual aid. I think that is inspiring.
Tang says educators have had to remind families that students are safe despite Trump's directive to allow immigration authorities in schools, medical facilities, and churches. She says the chaos that's ensued over the past week is creating stress and anxiety in both teachers and students, which makes it difficult to learn. I'm Catherine Carley reporting. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.